What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. And this is another episode of Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world. Every day, I'll give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today, we are talking about the importance of empowering your loyalists. Let's hop into it. So, if there's one thing you take away from this episode, it is the importance of showing the support and showing the thanks to your best customers. We do so much as companies to think about acquiring new business. And oftentimes we forget that the best type of new business is the existing business that we just make into bigger business. And so I want you to be thinking about during this episode and after this episode is how you prioritize your loyalists, and how that when you prioritize your loyalists and your best customers, you often will find that there are incredible second order effects beyond your goal of what you wanted to get out of your loyalists. So today I'm going to tell you a little bit about how that manifests itself with Morning Brew and with our College Ambassador Program, and how you should be thinking about mobilizing your troops, your best customers within your own company. So for people that don't have context, Morning Brew has been running college ambassador programs for a long time. And it was one of the first growth tactics that we used when we were starting the company, because we didn't have money. We weren't able to do paid acquisition. And so we tried using some of our early college readers to help Austin, my co-founder, and myself scale ourselves. So in the early days, Austin and I would go to different classes and clubs at the University of Michigan, tell the Brew story, get people to sign up. And we got to a point where we tapped out of all of these classes at Michigan, but we were like, how do we continue to expand in the college market? And what we did is we reached out to college students and we asked them if they would do kind of the same sorts of tactics at their schools. That was the genesis of our ambassador program. And we did that for several semesters. We ended up taking a few semesters off, but we brought back Morning Brew's ambassador program, which is now called Brew U, and it was back and better than ever this past semester. So the high level numbers are that we had 1,200, yep, I repeat, 1,200 student ambassadors, and we saw five-figure subscriber growth because of our ambassador program this past semester. And what I want to articulate to you is why I think we should, as a business, continue to place bets and increase investment in Morning Brew's ambassador program this next semester and beyond, because we are doing so many things to empower our best customers. And I believe that when people think about empowering their best customers, they think too short-term and myopically when assessing the value of retaining and expanding your customers. But what we found with Morning Brew's College Ambassador Program is there are so many non-obvious benefits beyond user acquisition. And I'm going to walk you through some of them. The first non-obvious benefit is what I call second degree user acquisition. Sometimes it is important to think about not just the referrals of our college readers, but the referrals of those new college readers who were referred by our ambassadors. What I mean by that is, say we have an ambassador at the University of Michigan. Say that ambassador gets a freshman at Michigan signed up. Sometimes it's as valuable to think about who is that freshman who was acquired through our ambassador, who is that freshman going to get and acquire to Morning Brew? And what history has proven at Morning Brew is that our ambassador program is incredible lead gen for advertising deals. There are dozens of CMOs of Fortune 500 companies that have shared their enthusiasm for the Brew and their enthusiasm to advertise with us because their children, who were either members of Brew U, our ambassador program, or were acquired through ambassadors of our program telling them about the Brew. And so what's important to think about is not just the initial user acquisition that happens, but the second order acquisition that happens from acquiring college students. The second non-obvious benefit of empowering our loyalists is acquisition of future influencers. When you think about it, you know, there's an entire industry around influencer marketing. And when you ask yourself, why is that industry so valuable? It's because influencers can impact consumers in a way that is as significant as 100, 1,000, sometimes even 100,000 individuals who are non-influencers, the impact that they have. And what we've realized over time is it's really hard once an influencer is an influencer, to get their attention or turn them into an evangelist of your brand. And if you want to do that, it oftentimes is very expensive, whether it be in the form of money or the form of equity in your company. And so another reason for us, the College Ambassador Program has been such a valuable value driver, is because it allows us to build a relationship with future influencers, ranging from potential athletes, football players at Michigan who become NFL players, to TikTok celebrities. So imagine if you were the company that got David Dobrik to be your personal influencer, your evangelist of your brand before he was David Dobrik, because you got to him earlier than everyone else. So acquisition of future influencers, people who will have a massive influence on society, but maybe 5 years down the road, is another second order benefit of us focusing on our power users. The third is what I call SEO juice. So you may not know this, but the most powerful domain name in the world is .gov. If you get link back from a .gov website, from a government website, it carries an immense amount of value for your website. The second most powerful domain name after .gov is .edu. And so as web traffic and organic growth become increasingly important for Morning Brew, as we focus more on our website, as we try to drive free and organic traffic to Morning Brew's website, if we think about the opportunity to leverage our ambassador relationships to get universities across the country to link back to content that we create around business education, or even if we get our ambassadors to get their college newspapers to do write-ups on Morning Brew or on the ambassador program, every single link back we get from a .edu is going to have a meaningful impact on our website's organic traffic. And any SEOer will tell you that they love their link juice, and there's no better way to get link juice than to use our best customers as basically our salespeople for getting link backs from colleges across the country. That is the third non-obvious benefit of focusing on our best customers. The fourth is earned media. There is a massive halo effect to running an effective ambassador program. First, you have to think about LinkedIn and resume marketing. While some companies are against the idea of like their ambassador program being a resume builder, we've chosen to embrace it. Think about the hundreds and thousands of students that now have Morning Brew listed as a company on their LinkedIn. So when you look up Morning Brew on LinkedIn, it says we have 380 employees. And then you think about all the job interviews that students go into. They have Morning Brew listed on their resume. And now a hiring manager is constantly seeing Morning Brew, asking what that Morning Brew thing is. There is a halo effect around simply having people align with the brand and talk passionately about it. Second, there is PR to be had around unique marketing strategies. No, I'm not saying that college ambassador programs are unique, but college ambassador programs for media companies are unique. Think about how many media companies you can think of that have successful college ambassador programs. And so my view is that we are unique in our industry for running a successful ambassador program. And there is coverage we can get from B2B media companies, from marketing trade publications that want to cover how a media business successfully deploys an ambassador program around their top customers. The fifth and final non-obvious benefit we get from focusing on our loyalists and our best readers, talent CRM. If you think about it, at the end of the day, your ambassadors are a self-selected group of the most motivated students that are passionate about your brand. When you think about your employees are motivated professionals that are also passionate about your brand. And so the more that we and companies can think about their ambassador programs as a filter for hiring ambitious and passionate people, whether they be interns or full-time talent, the more you get additional value out of focusing on your loyalists. And we've seen this happen firsthand at Morning Brew. Our best ambassador in 2017 became the leader of our ambassador program in 2018. And now he is a highly effective full-time member of Morning Brew today. And so what I'm not saying is that a college ambassador program is right for everyone. But what I am saying is that every company needs to have a thoughtful approach around empowering your power customers and how to get value out of them. But also, as you think about doing this, understand that the expected value or the primary value you will get out of your customers is almost sometimes secondary to all of these second order effects from what we call arming the rebels or arming the troops, giving the tools to your best customers to become your best evangelists or your best salespeople. So I leave this with you, the listener. How have you in your own company, or how has your company that you work within leveraged process, leveraged programs to empower your best customers, to turn your best customers into your best salespeople? What does that look like within your company? For us, it's our College Ambassador Program, but it may look very different for you and your company. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I would love to hear how you empower your loyalists. It is so important to get this right in business. Thank you everyone for listening to the Founders Journal. Really appreciate the time, and I will catch you tomorrow. Take it easy. Have a great day.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.